What's going on, ladies and gents? I'm Billy Donnelly, and I'm getting old quickly. Welcome back to another brand new episode of the podcast. For those of you who have been here before, well, you kind of know the lay of the land. You know what we're here to do, you know the work we're about to put in, and we're all on the same page. But if this is your first time, well, welcome as well. Welcome aboard on our journey of introspection and self-reflection, of self-improvement and self-discovery, basically of trying to be a better version of ourselves tomorrow than we were today than we were yesterday. What I want to talk about this week, it's been a rough week. And sometimes I say that more frequently than others, but it has felt especially difficult over the last few weeks. Just sort of navigating the way that the world is unfolding in front of us. And, you know, it's sort of cliche to say 2020 sucks or like this is the worst year ever. But there's a lot of truth to that because it does seem to be particularly awful, extraordinarily horrendous. And the thing about it is that there doesn't ever seem to be a let up. There doesn't seem to be a reprieve. There doesn't seem to be a break. There doesn't seem to be a time for us to catch our breath and gather ourselves or even process the things that we're going through. And I know I talk about that a lot, you know, processing our emotions, processing what we're living through, processing what we're feeling and what we're experiencing. And there's no time for any of that in 2020 because it just seems like it's one thing after another. And that can be taxing on anyone's psyche. That can be taxing on anyone's mental and emotional well-being because there's no time to go through any of it. There's no time to allow yourself to gather your thoughts and really, really reflect on what's happening. It's just one dumpster fire after another, and you're tired of putting the flames out. You know, it's exhausting. And so you don't know which way to turn. So I want to talk a little bit about that, about the world just being extremely overwhelming right now, and sort of how I've been trying to work through it, but really finding more and more difficulty as we've gone forward and deeper into this rabbit hole of just bad. So, you know, there's going to be some that are going to tell you that, you know, that's just life. You know, life's hard. Life's difficult. You know, so be it. You just roll with it and you adapt and you try to deal with it. And that's a great perspective to have on a number of levels, except the bill will come due for them later. You know, they're kicking the can down the road. They're putting off to tomorrow what they don't want to deal with today, and that is their feelings on what's happening. And as we've talked about in past episodes here on the show, the longer that you bury what you're experiencing, you know, your feelings, your emotions, your traumas, the longer you just bury them and push them down and try not to deal with them, the more furiously they will rise up eventually. Because it can't stay down there forever. It can't. It's going to come up in one way or another. One, it's either going to be an explosion all at once of all of it. or it's going to be sort of just a gradual leaking. Like, it's just going to start to seep upwards and lead to this, sort of eventual anxiety and depression that you're not going to know where it came from, because it's just going to sort of trickle and you're not going to know what caused it, and you're not going to know why it's here, and you're not going to know what created it, because it's not coming up all at once. It's just coming up little bits at a time. And once again, because you've never allowed yourself to deal in the now, to handle these things, how can you possibly expect yourself to deal with this constant trickling of negative energy and feelings and emotions and experiences and traumas all hitting you one after another after another after another after another? You can't. It's unreasonable to believe that. So you sort of got to try to deal with it in the now. And what the problem is right now is that there's no time. Because the second that you start to process, the second that you start to reflect, the second that you start to sit and not dwell, dwell's not the right word, but I guess just overall feel it. 2020 is just smacked you in the face with something else. You know, and this goes all the way back towards the beginning of the year. For me, it went all the way back, you know, further than coronavirus. You know, my work experience and how that wrapped up. That wasn't a great start to 2020. Working on some personal issues in the beginning of the year, that wasn't a great start to 2020. Once again, coronavirus, pandemic, being in a stay-at-home order, being under quarantine. That's not a great start to 2020, but that's building off of what came before. Then you have people who are running around saying that we shouldn't be wearing masks, or that the pandemic is not real, or that it's all a hoax. And you're just trying to wrap your head around that as you're trying to do what you know needs to be done to try and make things better, not just for yourself, not just for your family, but for the community around you, the world around you. We want to get out of here. We want to make this better. We want to one day fix this. And it feels like the world is working against you. It feels like what you're trying to accomplish is being met with resistance by outside forces that are trying to prevent us from getting to the ultimate goal. You know, and I'm not even talking about the things that happen in this world that don't personally affect me. Do you remember that part in 2020 when Australia was burning to the ground? Most people don't. Remember when the murder hornets were coming to get us? And look, and I'm not saying to be fearful of everything, but the anxiety levels rise as more of these things surface. You know, then you're watching the COVID numbers, watching the number of cases tick up, watching the number of sad, unfortunate deaths happen. As people are running around talking about how it's not a big deal. And you're trying to do what you can so that you don't get sick. Or your family doesn't get sick. And so you're not being fearful, you're being realistic. you know, there are parts of me that are fearful because I don't want to get sick. I know people have gotten sick. I've had family get sick. I've had friends get sick. I am fortunate enough in my life to not have lost any loved ones due to this. But I know people who have. And so those things trouble me as well. Because even though it doesn't hit me directly, it hits me closely enough to know that something I should take seriously. And I also have sort of a worst case scenario mentality when it comes to things like this. Like, I'll be the one who gets it. And they put me on the ventilator. And things go south for me. And what do I have to take away from it? You know, like, I told you so at the end is not helpful. Because I'm still in that spot. So, you know, so dealing with a lot of that would be enough for the average person. But 2020 doesn't know moderation. You know, time, the universe doesn't know moderation. It just goes. And so, you know, so we've seen the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and countless others over the months. And the furthering of the Black Lives Matter movement, the support towards it, that at least made me have some degree of hope that people were finding something that they could rally around together. You know, racial equality. That's common ground that we can share. Until it's not. Until you find people who are like, nah. And they won't outwardly say it, but it's there. Their feelings on the matter speak volumes about how they really see things. They use coded language and coded phrases. No focus on property damage as opposed to loss of life. And once again, these things are overwhelming. Because you can't understand how we got so divided. I mean, look, I can understand how we got so divided. That's another podcast. And I don't even mean like a podcast episode. That's like an entire podcast run in and of itself on how we got so divided and how we got to this place of polarization. But as we continue to move forward, it's more things are added to the pile. You know, it is, 2020 has been just a gradual increase of just trash added to the trash heap. And that becomes overwhelming. And when you feel this continued degree of being overwhelmed by all of this, yeah, the anxiety continues to rise and you start to feel more on edge, and it negatively affects your mental health because it's too much. And it leads you to start wondering, you know, like, when is enough enough? And the world doesn't have mercy. There's no mercy in events that happen in the world, in the universe. You know, the universe doesn't look down and say, well, yeah, it looks like they've had enough. I guess we should stop, take a break, give them five. Those things don't work. It's not how it works. And so we're left to try to make sense, to do some sort of reason from it, and once again to process it, to try to come to terms with our feelings and our emotions and what we're seeing and what we're experiencing, so that we can make it out the other side. It's not even unscathed. There is no unscathed from this, but I guess to make it out okay. I don't think that's too much to ask, is to make it out the other side okay. But it's hard to find okay in a world that is increasingly filled with chaos. And look, being an American citizen, and I'm sure there are people who listen who are overseas, but I think the majority of our listeners are here in America. Moving closer to the election isn't going to make it any better, and it certainly isn't. If anything, it feels worse. And granted, I've been trying to do what I can do to affect the outcome. I've been doing what I can possibly do to try and convince or persuade people to see things the way that I would hope that they would see them. But as we talked about a few weeks ago, and sort of seeing the rise of cult-like mentality, further destructions of societal norms, watching people twist themselves into pretzels to explain away and defend the unexplainable, or the undefendable, or indefensible, rather. I guess that's the proper term or word. To see the spread of conspiracy theories and mis- and disinformation running rampant throughout our society, it adds up to the anxiety. Or it adds to the anxiety, rather. But it also adds into the feelings of the world being overwhelming. And feeling overwhelmed yourself. It reminds me of, have you ever seen The Perfect Storm? You know, the George Clooney, Marky Mark, C movie, I guess is how we want it. I mean, it's a boat movie, and it is, it's pretty good for, it was in the 90s, I believe. Is it later? Maybe. No, that was in the 90s, I believe. But What it reminds me of is the climax of that movie. And, you know, spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen it by now, but there's like this massive wave that rises up. And as this boat continues to try and make its way out of the storm, and they're just pounded and pounded and pounded repeatedly by these massive waves, when it does look like they may get out okay, this ridiculously ginormous wave rises up and wipes out the whole boat and everybody on it. And 2020 feels like it's all those waves, and we haven't even gotten to that massive one just yet. In fact, it feels like each one may be that massive wave until we get to the next one and it is bigger than the one we thought was the end. Because we just figured, how much more can we possibly take? You know, the conspiracy theories, the QAnon and beyond, are adding into the anxiety and the feelings of being overwhelmed, because, you know, it's hard to make sense of a nonsensical world. And so, you know, how do you, I guess, step down from being overwhelmed? Maybe we're just whelmed. I mean, wouldn't that be nice? We're not even underwhelmed. We're just whelmed. That'd be cool. We're just right in the middle. Just handling like a good, fair amount of stress. But it's hard to find sense in a nonsensical world. And so when we're in these positions, particularly right now, you know, people who are anti-mask, people who are anti-free elections, people who are anti-democracy, it feels like, people who are anti-truth. When this takes hold and it spreads, and you find that there are more people than you ever imagined who subscribe to these very dangerous mindsets, these very unhealthy mindsets, you know, you're left feeling very alone, and you're left feeling very isolated, because who can you go to express yourself on any of these things other than yourself? Because you don't know who out there is on board with the insanity. And so then you yourself begin to question things, and it feels like you're taking crazy pills. But you're not. I assure you that you are not taking crazy pills. And it's important that I say that, and that I stress that, because sometimes it doesn't feel that way. And in those moments, that is when those overwhelming feelings often feel like they're just too much. And I've been there. I've been in those days, and it feels crushing. You wake up, and you say, what's going on out there in the world? Because it's better, at least in my estimation, to be informed, to know what's out there in the world. You know, and maybe that's wrong. You know, I raised this point to my own therapist. Maybe the people who are ignorant and have bliss because they're in the dark or don't know any better, Maybe they have it right, because they're living a stress-free life, just not knowing about anything. They have no intellectual curiosity. They're happy not knowing anything. Maybe they have it right. I don't think so. I find that that's a difficult way to live. I think I'd rather be informed and stressed out than ignorant and blissful. I mean, isn't that the Sophie's choice? Wouldn't it be amazing if you could be informed and blissful? Who drew up that would you rather? What kind of sick bastard was that? But I've been in those days. You're like, what's going out? What's going on in the world? What's going on out there? I want to be informed. And you get hit with a wave of like, I can't believe this is the world that we live in. And it's crushing. Because right now the world feels so overwhelming. And you don't know what to do with it. Because once again, there's no time to process this. There's no time to make it make sense in your own head. And I don't use that as an excuse. You know, people use there's no time as an excuse for everything. Oh, you want to work out? Why don't you exercise more? Oh, there's no time. Oh, why don't you spend some more time with your kids instead of working all the time? Oh, there's no time. It's easy to say there's no time, and the answer is that you make time. But how do you make time to process the overwhelming sense of the world that we live in right now when there's no break from the world dishing out even more to you? I mean, you can't. Because the world doesn't operate on a timeline like that. The world doesn't have halftime or quarter breaks or periods or innings or... doesn't exist like that. And so we do the best that we can. And we try to hope. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Hope. That your hope can see you through. And, you know, some people go with faith. Not really a religious person. But if that does it for you and helps you get through to the next day, so be it. Some of us have to use hope. Because it's the only way that we can see getting to the other side okay. Hope. I hope things will get better. I hope things will balance out. I hope things won't get so bad. I hope people will make the right choice. I hope people will vote. I hope people will stop being so goddamn awful to each other. I hope people will do what they're supposed to do. I hope people will just start wearing their masks. I hope a vaccine that we can count on may one day show up. And yeah, it feels like wishful thinking when you say it out loud like that. What else do we have? What else do we have? Going through life hopeless is worse. I mean, that's really when the despair settles in. right now we sort of have fleeting moments of despair. You know, when I talked about that last week, where, yeah, that's normal, especially with the way that the world is overwhelming. It's normal to feel that way. But without the hope, it's regular to feel that way. Because it's all the time. It's normal to feel sadness. And it's okay to feel sadness. But we don't want to feel it all the time. That doesn't feel good. But what else do we have to go on right now? It's just a hope that things will get better. We don't hope it gets worse. Who wants that? Sadists? Masochists? Not me. I know things are overwhelming right now. And I know the anxiety is at an all-time high. Whether you are a naturally anxious person or all of a sudden anxiety seems to be more frequently a regular part of your life. And it's okay to feel anxious. It's okay to be dealing with anxiety and struggling with it right now. How could you not? How could you not feel anxiety about everything that's going on right now? I mean, you want to pretend? Want to live in the land of make-believe? Say everything is great, everything is fine, when it's not? And some people will, because they're in a state of denial. In one day, those feelings are all going to come either rushing out or trickling in, and they're not going to know how to deal with it. But for right now, you just got to go one day at a time and be hopeful that tomorrow is better than it was today. Tomorrow is better than today. And look, some days that's harder than others. I just learned yesterday that there are people in this world who believe that birds aren't real. This is a true story. I'd come across a TikTok video. I'm not on TikTok. I don't regularly visit TikTok. But it was put in front of me. There was a TikTok video that a young woman created that sort of like classified conspiracy theories. You know, and sort of like the degree of which they're dangerous and problematic. And in one of them, birds aren't real was listed. And I said to myself, who the hell doesn't believe that birds aren't real? Like, what is this all about? And so I Googled birds aren't real to figure out what this was. And the first thing that came up was a website called birdsaren'treal.com. And I said to myself, I am not going there. I do not want any part of that. And go down that rabbit hole. But I went a little bit further to get something a little bit more average. I guess. And what I found out was that there is a wave of people who believe that birds aren't real, that the birds were all killed off at one point in time. They were real and they were all killed off at one point in time and replaced with drones made to look like birds as part of a massive government surveillance program. And I lost hope in that moment because, like, what are we doing here? And those things happen when you learn that people believe that the earth is flat or that there's a underground sex trafficking ring that feeds off the blood and souls of children. These things are out there. And when you see them, when you're confronted by them, when you cross paths with them and encounter them, that hope is tough to summon up, because, yeah, what the hell are we doing here? Feels very isolating, very lonely. Because once again, you're trying to find reason in a world that feels increasingly unreasonable. And yeah, those days are hard. And we try to get through them as quickly as we can. And we hope that the other side is better. But you know I can't promise you that, and I can't guarantee that to you. You know, there are people who think that when, or they're rather super hopeful, or rather super looking forward to the end of 2020. But as if when New Year's Eve happens and midnight strikes when we hit 2021, as if all of this is going to go away. That's not the hope that I'm asking you to have. Blind hope. That's the wishful thinking. But the hope that things may get better because you're doing the right thing, and you believe that there are other people out there also doing that, that's what we hold on to tightly. That's what we gravitate towards. And that is what keeps us going. That's what allows us to keep pushing through. No matter how many of those big waves are coming. Because in our estimation, in our hope, there has to be light at the end of the tunnel somewhere. We don't know when it's coming, and we don't know exactly where it is. But the belief, the faith, if you want to go, the hope that it exists at all, it's all that we can really use to keep from drowning and being overwhelmed. Keep that hope alive. With that, I'm going to call time. All right, let's send you out of here as usual with all the things that we got to send you out of here with. Number one, let's give you the email address to the show. So gettingoldquicklypod@gmail.com. You send in whatever you want. Feedback, comments, questions, part of your story that you need somebody to hear. gettingoldquicklypod@gmail.com. I read them all. And now that I'm back to square zero on my inbox, I'll get back to you on them as well. Podcast is available where you get your podcast from. So basically anywhere and everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and so many others. Subscribe to the podcast. Make life easy on yourself. This way, when we drop a new episode every Monday, you don't have to go searching for it. It's just hand-delivered to wherever you get your podcast distribution. So subscribe to the podcast. That makes it easy. And I guess if you're particularly on Apple Podcasts, if you could rate and review the podcast, if Apple is your preferred podcast method, rating the podcast, so 5 stars for the hopefully 5-star effort that we give week in and week out, would be greatly appreciated. And I'll also be grateful for a review. If you could jot down some words, preferably in sentence form, about what you like about the podcast, what others may dig about it, it's super helpful for placement in Apple Podcasts and just to help get the word out to others who may be curious about diving in to Getting Old Quickly, but don't know if they should, you know, talk them in the door, I guess. And also do that via social media. So sharing the podcast, liking the podcast, retweeting the podcast, helping spread the word about the podcast is super helpful. And we can do it as much as we possibly can, but sometimes if you like something well enough, you telling others about it is even more valuable than if we try to do it. So you can use our social media handles to help get the word out on Twitter. That's @GettingOldQuick. Facebook, facebook.com/GettingOldQuickly. And on Instagram, @GettingOldQuickly. Make sure you like and follow all of them. And, well, spread the word as best you can as we continue to post things throughout the weeks about any podcast episodes that we have on the books. So that's that. And that should cover it. All right, everybody. I'm going to send you on your way. Hopefully this week is a little bit better. I know things are, it's rough. It's rough out there. I'm feeling it right there with you. And like I said, as we get closer and closer to the election, the edge, we're going to get closer and closer to feeling on that edge. So we'll keep talking about some things as we get closer to that. And just keep that hope alive. Hopefully you have a good week. Feel a little bit better about things now that we talked through it here on this podcast episode. So I'm Billy Donnelly. I'm getting old quickly. And just remember, getting old doesn't suck. Kind of just happens.